Jesus says at the beginning of John chapter 14, verse 23, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him." This is the third time Jesus has made this comment. In verse 15, he says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." In verse 21, he says, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me." And then here in verse 23, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." What is Jesus saying with these words, and why are they repeated so many times? Well, Jesus is making it clear that the promise of the Trinitarian God dwelling within a person is for the believer. That promise is not made to someone who does not love the Lord, but a believer is someone who loves the Lord. So catch this, because it is crucial. When we hear these verses, we instantly start thinking, have I been obeying the commandments? And we start to think back over the last few weeks of our lives. But that's really the wrong question. Our obedience does not justify us. Jesus' obedience justifies the believer. But the believer is marked by love for the Lord. The question is not, have I obeyed? The question is, do I love the Lord? Is my love for the Lord growing? Because we all know that we can do the commandments in a physical type of way with no love for the Lord at all. But if I love the Lord, that's what transforms my sinful heart. And if I am growing in my love for the Lord, then His word will be precious to me, and I will want it, and I will grow in trusting it, and I will follow it or obey it. That's the mark of a Christian. Love for the Lord is evidenced by a growing, trusting obedience. Does that mean we will be perfect? No. But it does mean that I desire it and am seeking it out through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Today when you pray, please pray for Doug and Diane Lee, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Kiha Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.